This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You could pick one player to add to the Bills right now.
Prime Allen Iverson. Nah, Myles Garrett.
Shout out AI.
Myles Garrett,
right now. Come rock with us. It's been a Super Bowl.
Deion Dawkins, man. He's good at this.
Yes, sir.
I do have some fun with this.
The snowman. Yeah, absolutely. Deion Dawkins is a big proponent for the Myles Garrett trade acquisition. We were talking about it in the last segment, Derek and I, just what that could mean for the Bills. I said, you know, the Bills are a Myles Garrett away or a superstar away from really being able to take that step towards the Super Bowl. I mean, they made it to the AFC Championship in a retool season, as we've said. And, you know, Von Miller did not go the way that you thought it was going to go. Did not go the way that you wanted it to go, unfortunately. I mean, he has shown flashes of, you know, what he's been able to do when healthy. But that ACL injury, the recovery for a year, just was not great. Did not allow for him really to be the Von Miller that they went and acquired. The Super Bowl MVP, the game wrecker, the closer that he could be. Where I think a 29-year-old Myles Garrett could be that for you, could be the difference maker. You know, you get a double team on him from offensive lines. Who does that allow to really explode? Ed Oliver, right? If you have to give up Greg Russo, like what I think, it can't be too rich for Myles Garrett. And that's where even a Max Crosby, anybody you would want to acquire, nothing can be too rich. And I just don't know, looking at it, what to do. Because you're looking at it, and you'd probably have to give up Greg Rousseau in a first-round pick for Myles Garrett. You'd probably have to go through that. And I know Greg Rousseau, I feel like I would be willing to do that, but a lot of Buffalo fans, I feel like, would not. So for the whole Myles Garrett conversation, I guess, what would you be willing to give up to bring that star defensive player to the defense? Evan, do you have anybody in mind? Are you on the Myles Garrett train? Max Crosby, would you be willing to give up Greg Rousseau in a first-round pick, you think, for Myles Garrett? Would that be okay? Because that's kind of, you're going to have to make it worth their while because they're going to be taking most of his dead cap, you know? And they're already, with the Deshaun Watson contract, right, in a nightmare. So you kind of have to sweeten the pot for them.
I think Greg Rousseau has become a... I don't want to say, I won't say a bust at all, but like I'll say that I think
we're talking about the what would you give up for Myles Garrett? Greg Rousseau in a first has been thrown around. And
I would be okay with giving up Greg Rousseau. I mean, he's also on a contract year, mm-hmm, and I mean,
but
I don't,
at the same time,
go ahead.
I think the cost has to be there to go and get a prime player like that.
Well, it does. And I said too, Cleveland's in a with that Deshaun Watson contract, they're not going to let Myles Garrett go for nothing. So,
but Cleveland does have something interesting in their pocket, which is that contract is so bad for Deshaun Watson that they're going to eat whatever cap hit they can with Myles Garrett and the dead cap, because you're already rebuilding anyway.
Right.
This is a good year to eat that dead cap for Garrett and try to get more for the return.
Mm-hmm.
That helps the Bills in their cap situation, but it means they'll have to pay more.
Right.
So Cleveland can weaponize the Deshaun Watson contract being an albatross in order to go ahead and get more for Garrett in return.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to me because I feel like Greg Russo is a name that has been thrown out there, right? Expendable, if you will. But I feel like a lot of Bills fans are not liking that, just from general consensus, you know? Anyone else you think would be able to, like, you'd be, I mean, Kyrie Elam's going to play in Shanghai as far as I'm concerned, so he won't be.
They do need to upgrade corner. They need to I think they need to upgrade safety more importantly.
Do they draft a late round corner, though, like Christian Benford? Do they go that route with upgrading the cornerback position?
Yeah.
Go young, fast, athletic, like, is that kind of where they go? Or is it you're going to go in free agency?
If they're playing more man coverage, I would try to get a guy who is more athletic, a player that can do a little bit more man, because Bobby Babich did prove this past year they're willing to play more man coverage,
mm-hmm.
even with corners that aren't particularly, like, that's not their strong suit.
Right, right.
And I do think that that is going to be an interesting dynamic shift if that's what Babich wants to do, is play a little bit more man, get a little bit more exotic with options with blitzing.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that would be getting a good pass rusher, too, would help in that situation, because then you can create havoc and allow for your defenders running man-man
mm-hmm.
to focus on their assignment.
Right.
So I think there's a lot to it. But I,
oh, yeah, yeah. There, it's definitely,
gonna,
this is a scraping the surface conversation.
Yeah, the price is going to be always something that's going to be interesting, no matter who gets him.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I'm going to be genuinely intrigued about throughout the offseason.
Is it fair to say I prefer Max Crosby because I think there's more, like, there's more, there, I think he,
I think
there's
of
more
Garrett
of a,
based on the numbers.
I think there's more of a prime for Max Crosby.
I wouldn't necessarily worry about that.
Mainly because of his age compared to
age,
Crosby's
that's,
27.
That's my part that's not a concern.
Okay.
My concern is fitting it under the cap.
Right.
And Crosby has a higher cap hit than Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett is actually easier to acquire on your books than Crosby is. Garrett also is just fantastic. He does put up the numbers year in, year out, and so does Crosby. That's why they have those contracts. I know, though, that it's going to be an easier get
mm-hmm.
for Myles Garrett on your cap hit.
100%.
Maybe not on trade price or acquisition, but fitting it under the books with a team that already still has cap issues that need to be massaged and worked out, Garrett's an easier number to go in on.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 is the number to call. As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Bill. Bill, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, guys. I don't want Myles Garrett, and my reason is this. There was an incident with the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph, a few mm-hmm. years ago where he swung his helmet at his head. Right along right there, I kind of don't want him for that reason. But what's even worse, and the reason I really don't want him, was the aftermath and what he did after the whole thing played out in the field, where he basically called Mason Rudolph out by saying that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur, and that's why he did what he did to try to get a lesser suspension, while Mason Rudolph had to go to the podium and defend himself. That never happened. It was proven it never happened by players on the field, but he went with it anyways, the lesser suspension. That is as low a character as you can go, as far as I'm concerned, making a guy out to be a racist when he's not, and he had to go defend himself after the fact. I don't want that guy on my team.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The NFL is full of players with character flaws. As a matter of fact, the Buffalo Bills employed one with Miles Garrett. Or with
with Von Miller.
With Von Miller. I hate to have to admit that. I really do. I hate that I have to admit that.
But it's true.
But it's true. What he did was absolutely dumb.
Yeah, and inexcusable. Don't get me wrong.
And to bring up the incident, that is fair to point out. It is bad. It's dumb. It's not a good thing. It's never been a good look for him. And that is going to follow him for the rest of his career. But unfortunately, we also have a league where there are players with character concerns sprinkled within it. That is what it is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. You have to admit that. No team is perfect with that. Even the Buffalo Bills. And if he has shown contrition about that, then I'm going to go ahead and see what that would mean. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not worried about the off the field, whatever, you know.
Technically, that happened on the field. That wasn't off the field at all. It was very much on it.
Yes, and I think that's just...
It is something that will follow him,
mm-hmm.
as it should.
Right.
That's the other part. It should follow him. Because that's something that was... It was dumb. Mm-hmm. It was not a good thing. His emotions ran too high, and it was dumb. It was something inexcusable.
Yep.
He also served his suspension for that. He was suspended indefinitely. And things are said, it could have been misheard.
And it's the heat of the moment thing. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to...
I'm not trying to defend it.
Defend.
I'm also going to go ahead and say, it also should not be the end-all, be-all. But if you feel that way, you feel that way. You know? But just acknowledge the tough reality that is... The NFL is sprinkled with players that have done far worse. Just make sure you acknowledge that if you're going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say that with Miles Garrett, you've got to stay consistent across the entire league.
Yep.
And that includes something a Bills player was suspended for. It includes... Players across the National Football League that have done a lot worse than what Miles Garrett has.
Right, I'm not trying to justify.
I'm not trying to justify.
Agreed.
What I am saying is, stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the energy.
Right.
If you're going to say that about one person, you have to admit that there's a problem across the league and even within society itself.
Yes.
Okay?
You can't just be like, no.
Yes. And again, that's your opinion. I'll let you keep that. Just make sure that you remember that the NFL has this problem all throughout. The world has this problem all throughout. like Josh Allen said, be good, do good.
God bless and go Bills.
So, just make sure you acknowledge it. That's all I got to say.
Yep.
If you don't want him for that, you don't want him for that. You're allowed to have that opinion. Just make sure you remember. This world is not consistent with values and people not doing good. Like, people across this entire league, across this entire world, there are people that just don't do good things. And it's a tough thing to talk about, and that'll happen, okay? That said, it is what it is. It is an incident that should follow him. And that is absolutely right. That said, he served his suspension. That is behind, that part of it is behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than that, Myles Garrett does not ever seem to have a problem within locker rooms.
No.
This is not a guy who's a repeat offender. And again, the incident should follow him. It is a mark on a great career. I don't think that's going to stop me, though, from wanting a player of that caliber, or even him in particular.
Agreed.
Because he served his suspension, and he had to be punished for it. So to me, it's moved on. And it's not because I'm going to try to dip my morality here. It is because I have to acknowledge that we are in the real world.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate realization, but it's true.
And NFL GMs certainly care less than you and I about incidents like that. I'll tell you that right to your face. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. It's a business, unfortunately.
It is a business. And that's exactly what it is. And that's exactly how it gets treated by NFL GMs. There are unpopular moves that are made for players plenty of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And for incidents, like I said, that are worse. It's okay. Let me retract that.
It's not
okay,
but
it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
It is reality. So just make sure you're staying consistent on that. Bill, I appreciate the call. All right, we're going to get an early break in. Why? Because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Todd Callen because there's going to be Niagara basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give him a little bit of a pregame, but we're going to give ourselves an early break here so we can get the next segment in and close up Sports Talk Saturday as its day is coming to an end here.
Yes, sir.
On WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.